USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, 0 losses in Illinois and Ohio. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
A cabinet member serving two presidents has died.
Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Carmen Deck, who was condemned to death following a double murder conviction after three trials, was executed Tuesday evening in Bonterra, Missouri by lethal injection. Deck was accused of fatally shooting James and Selma Long after robbing them in 1996 when he was 30 years old. Police said he confessed to the killing, but Deck's defense argued at trial it was a false confession. NASCAR racing will be in Darlington, South Carolina this weekend. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As inflation is wrecking the American economy, Deutsche Bank reported last week there's a 50-50 chance the inflation will nosedive into a recession in 2023. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this week.
Inflation's hit a staggering 8.5% on Democrats' watch as a result of Democrat policies. Last week, the Commerce Department announced that personal consumption expenditures climbed at their fastest rate this past year since 1982, 40 years ago. Americans are paying 10% more on groceries than they were a year ago, about $1.25 more for a gallon of gas. In every aisle of the supermarket, in every big box store, the prices families pay for essentials have skyrocketed. As the owner of a coffee house in my hometown of Louisville put it, we're trying not to pass on too much to the customers, but it comes to a time when you just have to. The owner of a long-standing butcher shop nearby said, quote, "We're all holding our breath." That goes for small business owners and shoppers alike.
On May 15th and through the early morning of May 16th, a full flower moon will enter Earth's shadow, causing a total lunar eclipse that will be visible from the majority of the Americas. Again, that's May 15th, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.